On the morning of the 30th of June 1908, eyewitnesses reported that the sky split in two over central Siberia in Russia. It was due to a massive explosion in an isolated area called Tunguska, an explosion that caused seismic rumbles as far away as England. The force of the blast was 1,000 times greater than the bomb dropped on Hiroshima in 1945. The Tunguska event, as it's known, is the subject of continuing scientific debate and speculation, as Lorcan Clancy now explores.
And we have more now on that breaking story this morning. The meteorite bursting through the atmosphere over Russia.
The blast was caused by a meteor shower.
More than 250 people have been hurt after a meteor shower.
An asteroid which entered the atmosphere and then broke into several pieces, thereby turning into a meteorite.
The meteorite was captured on car dashboard cameras and phones.
It happened without any advanced warning. The meteor that exploded over Western Russia in February of 2013 quickly became the subject of international news coverage.
The explosion created a shockwave that rocked the city of Chelyabinsk, damaging buildings, shattering thousands of windows, and injuring almost 1,500 people. The last time such a large object is thought to have entered the Earth's atmosphere was over a century ago in 1908. It also occurred in Russia, in the remote Tunguska region of central Siberia. Because it took place in such an isolated region, for many years the event was shrouded in mystery, and the circumstances surrounding the explosion have given rise to many theories about what really happened. It was about 7:15 in the morning in Tunguska on the 30th of June 1908. The few eyewitness reports from the mostly uninhabited area describe a massive fireball shooting across the sky. The sky seemed to be split in two by a column of light that was brighter than the sun. The unreal sight was followed by a deafening bang as a powerful shockwave swept through the surrounding area. The wave swept people off their feet and shattered windows hundreds of kilometers away. The next day, soon after midnight in England, confused Londoners were awoken by a luminous pink glow that shone into their bedrooms. The sky over Scotland became so bright that wildlife was tricked into believing it was dawn, and birds started singing at 2 o'clock in the morning. Clouds generated by the blast reflected sunlight, which caused strangely colourful sunsets and glowing night skies across Europe and Asia. In 1908, Russia was entering a period of major political upheaval. It wasn't until 1927 that the Soviet government sponsored an expedition to investigate the Tunguska event. The expedition was led by a mineralogist named Leonid Kulik. Kulik was convinced that the blast had been caused by a meteorite and looked forward to collecting samples of the space rock for analysis. The expedition was fraught with difficulties. Kulik's team had to contend with harsh conditions and the incredibly remote and difficult terrain. At first, the native people in the region refused to talk to Kulik about the event, as they believed that the explosion was an act of vengeance by their god, Ogdi. When he finally made it to the site of the blast, Kulik was puzzled by what he saw. For miles around, 80 million trees that had been snapped like matchsticks lay flat on their sides. There was no sign of an impact crater, and no debris from a meteor could be found. For 14 years, Kulik tried to find evidence of a meteorite impact. He wanted to keep exploring until he found the answer to the Tunguska mystery, but he never got the chance. In 1941, the 58-year-old volunteered to defend Moscow against the invading Germans. He was captured by the Nazis and died the following year in a prisoner of war camp. There are numerous theories about what happened in Tunguska on that day in 1908. Scientists have suggested that it could have been caused by a nuclear reaction, a collision with a black hole, or perhaps an explosion of natural gas. But none of these explanations seem to be consistent with the devastation caused in Tunguska. A likely explanation is that a comet composed of ice and dust is the cause of the explosion. The comet would have exploded in the atmosphere, creating a blast big enough to cause the damage in the area, but distant enough not to produce a crater. This would also explain why no debris was ever found, as the icy mass would have vaporized in the atmosphere. Anthropologist Dr. Benny Pizer is an expert on natural disasters.
The Tunguska disaster changed our view of the world and our place in the cosmos, because until then we thought that we were basically very protected, that the universe worked like clockwork. But in fact, we now know since Tunguska that we are potentially at the center of cosmic impacts.
If a comet did indeed cause the Tunguska event, it shows just how vulnerable the Earth could be to cosmic impacts. Due to the rotation of the Earth, if it had occurred about 5 hours later, the blast would have leveled the city of St. Petersburg. The 2013 meteor blast over Chelyabinsk brought the threat of celestial bodies back into sharp focus. Scientist Neil deGrasse Tyson explains why we should take this threat seriously.
There's tens of thousands of objects that are dangerous whose orbit crosses the orbit of the Earth. Earth moves in what is indistinguishable from a shooting gallery in the solar system. And among those who know, we have ways on paper to deflect asteroids if we find them early enough before they come in. Now we know when they're coming, but we still have no means to do anything about it.
A sobering thought indeed. Lorcan Cansey was reporting there on the Tunguska event, the explosion over central Siberia in 1908.